Mishavya luhu zuzi. You will for sure say already how many zuzim there are. You will not say 600 pritas. See, even if he meant 600 pritas, he would like add them up to say how many, zuz there are. Like he would have said 4 zuzim, not 600 pritas. Therefore, since he said 600 and a zuz, for sure he meant to say the loan was 600 is theory and a zuz. Yeah. So the Moshe says, like, Maya Marta, what do you mean to say? Shish may history the zuzi. So the Moshe says, what? Maya Marta, shish may history the zuzi. Or else, like, Gershavi, shish may zuzi. An istur is a half of a zuz. So still the shalav is, does he mean 600 zuz or 600 half of zuz? As the Gemara says, he only means 600 istur, 600 half of zuz. Why? Because the klal is yad bal ashtar al atachtoino. The bal ashtar, the malva, his hand is on the lower part. Since he's the moitzi, he wants to be moitzi the mumin, it's all of love irai. He has to bring the proof. So we only see that the shtar says he owes you 600 istur and a zuz. Amr Abaye says like this: Hayman deboyi lemechve chasimus yode bevedina. If somebody for some reason has to show his signature to Bezdin, they want to be mekayim shtar in Bezdin, so Bezdin says, "Listen, send us your signature." So he has to write down his signature on a piece of paper and send it to Bezdin. So Abaye gives you a good advice, and he says, "Lelachve b'soif megilta. Do not sign your name at the end of a piece of paper. Why? Because you have to be afraid. Dilma mishkachas lo echod. Maybe somebody in the street will find it. The kosaf, and will write on top of it like you owe me $1,000, and then that has your signature. The masik bezuzi that you owe money. Utanan, we learned. There's an often a mishnah later. We have a mishnah before. Tanan. Mishnah later we'll have. That hoitzi olav ksav yodoi. Shuchayiv loy grevim nechosim b'nei chorin. If somebody has a shtar, a ksav yodo, like it says, I owe you $1,000, and I'll have my signature on it, even though it's an eidechod, so if you're holding the shtar, you have a right to collect $1,000 from me, from B'nai Chorin, from my property. You can't collect from Mishabodim, it's not a regular shtar, but I call upon him from B'nai Chorin, you could collect. Says so, that's what Abaye is telling you, be careful to sign your name at the top, and not on the bottom, that you should not be able to write any shtar here. This Gemara says, a case, Ahu Bizvina. There was once a person, Bizvina. Rashbam says that somebody that collects taxes, Hu Bizvina, a person that collects taxes, Rashbam says, Muchas, he was a tax collector, Yisrael Hoya. The Yosla came with Abaye, came in front of Abaye. Omeles, he said to Abaye like this, Nechseli mar chasimus yode. Let me see your signature. Give me your signature on a piece of paper. To Chiyosi Rabbona, there were Rabbona passed by here, machvali, they'll show it to me, and mavarna luhu b'loy nechse, I'll let them pass by without paying taxes. In other words, let me see the way the Rabbona signed their name. So achvali b'reish magilta. So Abaye was smart. And when he wrote down his signature, on the top of the piece of paper. Peresh Megilta. Heavy konogidlei. So this machis, this person, wanted to fool him, and like he was like pulling the piece of paper, as if that the signature should be a little bit lower down, that he should be able to write on top of it, you owe me $1,000. Omalei, Abaye said nothing doing. Krakod mecha rabbonin. Rabbonin were before you when they taught us, they gave us this eitzah, that when you sign your name on a piece of paper, be careful always to sign on top, not to cause this problem that people should write up a shtar in your name. Krakod mecha rabbonin. Now the Gemara says, Omer Abaye, mitlos v'yad eser. Whenever you're writing the numbers of 3 until 10, you should know, lelichta b'soif shita. You should never write these numbers at the end of a shita, at the end of a line. Because you have to be afraid, maybe somebody will change it around. Like Rashbam says, the Mizayat because of the Tlosin. They'll add a Yud Nun at the end. Like this, you write Tlos 3, Tuf, Lamit Tuf. If you want to write 30, just write a Yud Nun. Or else Abo, so they'll put in also a Yud Nun, Aboyin, or Chamishin, or Shishin. Sefer, from the words 3, until 10, you have to be careful not to leave it at the end of the line in order that the person should not be able to add in just another Yud Nun. Because Dilma Mizayif a Kostel, but later on, a Yud Nun to make it into 30, 40, 50. The Yisra'a Malay, what's going to happen if it comes out? Our boy, Chomish Besayif Shita, what's going to be if it comes out at the end of the Shita? At the end of a line, what can you do then if by accident it came out that way? So, Nahadri Ladiburay, Trey Tlasi Zimni. Make sure you write it over again two or three times in the Shtar. Trashbam Leheda, Politkere Lahai Schuma, mentioned the exact amount again another two or three times in the Shtar. So, he won't, and so therefore, for sure, once or twice it'll come out in the middle of the line, and he won't be able to add in the Yud Nun, he won't be able to change it around. And the Gemara says, Yeshad le misrami le b'yemtza shita. If you do it two or three more times, it's not possible, it won't come out at least in the middle of the shita. And therefore, you won't be able to add the Yud Nun to make it into the 30, 40, 50. Now the Gemara says, Ahu dehevi kosev be tilsa bepadisa. Somebody had a shtar saying that either he bought or he owned a third of the pardis. That's what I sold to you. I sold to you a third of the orchard. Although, so what did Lekech do? Mochke legage de beis, when it says the word tilsa bipardis, a third of the pardis, so he wanted to change around the beis of the pardis and to make it say tilsa upardis. He wanted to make the beis come into a vav. So what he did was mochke, he raised legage de beis, the top of the beis, for karyin, the bottom of it, for shavin, he made it look like a vav. That now it said tilta upardisa. You have to say, I own a third of a field, and the whole paradise here. So what happened was, also the kaima de Abaye, they brought the shtar in front of Abaye, so Mustam de Moicha came to complain. You have to say, that's not what I sold you. You changed around, you forged the shtar. So shall do we believe him or not? So Gemara says, also the kaima de Abaye, they came in front of Abaye. Omalei, my taima ravcholei. How come there's so much space between the tilso and the pardisa? Like, how come there's so much space between this vav? Lahai vav, how come there's so much space here? So Kafta Abaya pressured him, and the person admitted what he did, that really it was a base, and he changed it over into a vav, so they caught him. Another word says, Ohudeh v'kostav bei monas ruvein v'shimin achai. The shtar also said that I'm selling you the portions of Reuben and Shimon brothers. I'm selling you the portions of these two brothers' fields. Now, heavy lay Acho de Shimei Achai. They had now a third brother that his name was Achai. So what Lekech wanted to do now, the shtar said that he owns the monas of Reuben and Shimon Achai, Reuben and Shimon brothers. Again, so Gemara says, Hevele Achai de Shmei Achai. They have a third brother called Achai. So the question is, how many portions of fields were sold here? Really, it only says of two brothers. So what Lekech did was, Oza Kosov Bei Vov. He wrote a Vov, not Monas Ruvein Vishimen Achai, but rather Monas Ruvein Vishimen Viachai. Vishavia Viachai, to make it into Vachai, as if to say it deserves three portions of fields. So what happened was, also the kaima de Abaye, they brought the shtar in front of Abaye. Omalei, so Abaye said to this lakeach, my time medochak leyal malahai vav, how come this vav is squashed in here, like in the va'achai, kulehai so much. Kafta, he like pressured him, v'yoydei, and the person admitted to Abaye what he did, that really it didn't belong there, the vav, just that he added it in. So kitsa, if you press them and look them carefully, you'll be able to chop them, tell them. Well, it says, a hushtar, there was a shtar, there be chosamalei, rovo, the rav acho bar ada. That the two edim on the shtar was rov and rav acho bar ada. So that one was also the kind of the rov, the person, the chvais the malva, brought the shtar in front of rovo. Omalei, the rov is said, din chasim is yodeh bibihi. True, this chasimo, this signature looks like mine. But me, you should know, kind of the rav acho bar ada, le chasimi, li mi yelam. I never signed my name to be an aide with Rav Acha bar Ada. So something's going on there, something's fishy. So Kafte Abaye pressured them, or Rav pressured them, and they admitted that they had it forged. So Amalei, so Rava said to them, Dishleim with the Dizaifti, I understand how you could forge my signature. Elo de Rav Acha Bar Ado, de Rosas Yod de Hechi Abdis. Rav Acha Bar Ado, his hands used to shake a lot. So his signature was very hard to forge. How was it possible that you forged his signature? So he answered, Amalei, Anchi Yod HaMitzvish. You know, I put my hand upon the bridge. And we know a bridge always shakes a lot. Any little thing makes it, Rashbam says, Ala chevel anote misfas anora, fas ashniya, a string, they're going straight across the river, and I had my hand on that string, so any little thing makes the string shake. So therefore my hand also shook when I wrote the name, Rav Acha Bar Ada. The Yarmulon sunset, and some say, kom az nuke v'kosav. Kom az nuke means, Rashbam says, az nuke means, olole chosim. Sheboy doilin mayim in abor. This is like the pitcher that you fetch the water with. Also the same thing, it shakes a lot. Sekitsi had his hand on this pitcher, on this rope, and therefore his hand was shaken, and when his hand was shaken, he wrote the name Rav Acha Bar Ada. Benachmami, it was a Ford signature, Rav's signature, and Rav Acha Bar Ada. Now the Mishnah says, Kaisvin Getli Ish. A seifer is allowed to write a get for a man. If a man tells a seifer, I want to give a get to my wife, he tells him to write it l'shmo. So the seifer is allowed to write a get for a man. And Rashbam says, Choisvin, the choisvin, they could even have it signed. And behu yigarish by a sishta kashiyitzer, whenever he wants, he can give it to his wife. That's the din of the Mishnah, that choisvin get li ish, afo pisha nishtima. Even though his wife is not there, so what? The man is the one that has to make it tzivui habal. The man has to command the seifer to write it l'shmo. If the seifer writes it al-das, the man, that's called a good get. Because midiraisa, a man could be megarish his wife, even by korcho. So if that's the din, kaisven get li shapo pi shenishti moi. Fi ha-shoive l'isha, we could write a receipt to the wife. Afo pi shen baili mo, even though her husband is not there. Like Lamosha, let's say Iksuba, where she got paid up for Iksuba, so we could write her a receipt saying that she received her Iksuba, even though the husband is not there. That's called V'hashoyver L'ishu, we write a receipt for the Isha, for the wife, Apal Pi Shein Bar Limo. U'bavad Shehei Makirun, but providing the Bezdin should know exactly, this is the husband, this is the wife, they have to be Makir the people. Then the Mishnah says, V'habal Noisein Schar. The Baal is the one that has to pay the pay for the seifer to write a get. The Mara will explain why the schar is upon the husband. Yeah, that's called the Baal Meisin Schar. The Baal has to pay the check for the seifer. Then the Mishnah says, Kaisvin Shtar Leloiva Afa.